Hi everyone, my name is Bharat Srinivas and I'll talk to you in this video about how you can install the CASK CDAP application on HT Insight. So to tell you briefly about the application platform, it's an easy way to discover and install apps from the ecosystem. We provide a one-click deploy experience and you have access to the entire cluster. You can install apps on new or existing cluster. And we've made it easy to author and deploy apps for ISVs. So to talk about the CDAP application by CASK, it is a unified data platform for big data. It works using high-level abstractions, and it has a graphical UI so that you can focus on building the applications and pipelines rather than worrying about how to set up and manage the infrastructure. And these pipelines can be imported or exported, so you can build reusable pipelines, you can save them and tailor them for your different scenarios. And it works on an edge-based cluster that HT Insight provides. So let's jump to a demo. So to start with, I have a edge-based cluster here with four region nodes, three zookeeper nodes, and two head nodes. And if I want to install the CASK application, I go to the app section, I click on add, and I choose CASK. I have to accept the legal terms here. And once I do that, I will be able to install CASK on my cluster. I've already installed CASK on this cluster. And as you see that you have a web UI exposed here. Now, clicking on this takes you to the CASK control center, which allows you to do multiple things. The interesting part that CDAP provides is the studio, where you can design pipelines to read data from multiple sources, transform them, run analytics, and write to other sources as well. So we also have the Azure Blob Storage. So if you already have files available in Blob Storage, you can configure the pipeline to read from there by giving your Blob Store path, account, and key. And you can do various transformations and analytics on it. Here, I have a pipeline which is reading from Blobstore, which is parsing different fields to validate if there are credit card details. And if you find something like this, I can write some small JavaScript code to mask this credit card detail. And after this, I'm storing it in a different source. So as you can see, it's very easy to build a complicated pipeline like a masking pipeline using CDAP. It takes only a few steps and I had to write just 5 lines of code. And after this, I am able to see the credit cards masked out here. This is one of the output that I got from running the pipeline. And you can also do other things like data preparation, and defining metadata management using CDAP. So that concludes the demo for CDAP by CASK. To find more resources, you can use these links. Here we talk about how you can create and install apps using our application platform. You can check out this link to try CDAP from CASK on HT Insight. Thank you.